Hello, hello, everyone. We are live on July 14th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. I'm going to put the comments up just in a moment here and see who's coming in from, oh, the chat is going so fast. Oh my goodness. Let's see. Oh, I see a lot of American flags. Praise the Lord. Let's see here who's coming on. Virginia Beach, Minnesota, Scotland. Hello to our international audience coming in. We're so happy to have you. Bahamas, welcome to our friends in the Bahamas as well. I see Idaho, Orlando, North Carolina, LaPorte, Indiana. Welcome, welcome. Let's see who else is coming on. And I mean it, the chat is starting to fly. Oh, let's see. Alabama, Oregon, South Florida, Westchester, Pennsylvania, Tulsa, Oklahoma, affectionately known by Clay Clark as Tulsa, Jerusalem, Rome, New York. Hello to our neighbors in Rome, New York. So happy to have you with us. Tallahassee, Florida, as well, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, California, Midland, Texas. We love our viewers in Texas. God bless you right now with all Texas is going through. Oh, let's see, New Jersey, our neighbors in New Jersey, welcome, welcome. Canada, hello to our wonderful neighbors in Canada as well. Colorado, I see, Tennessee. Oh, wow, Poquet, New York. That's literally right down the road from us. So hello to our neighbor right down the road in Poquet, New York. That there is an animal rescue there too as well. I believe it's called Safe Haven Farm Sanctuary. So there is an animal rescue. Do what they do, wonderful work as well, in Poquet, New York. Okay, I've spoken to the owners of the sanctuary. They're lovely people. We both know each other, which is nice. Detroit, Michigan, Delphi, Indiana, and welcome to everybody else coming in. I see England coming in. Welcome, welcome to our wonderful friends across the pond in England and everybody else who is coming in. Our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're very happy to have you with us tonight. We've got a lot to get into, because this is an urgent call to prayer tonight, given what's going on in the nation. So we are going to pray. We're going to pray quite a bit tonight, actually. I'm going to talk for a few minutes. We're going to open up in prayer, and we are going to pray. This is an urgent call to prayer that the Lord stirred my heart this morning. I'll get more into that as well. So while everybody is jumping on, let's open up in prayer. Let's give this over to the Lord, welcome him in, and then we will get into this power-packed night. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we sin and fall short. Lord, we all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God, Father. And we just praise you, Lord, that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover Lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And I praise you, Lord, that Jesus Christ miraculously rose again. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." He literally descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, rose again miraculously, ascended back into heaven where he is ruling and reigning at your right hand forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory, your power, your presence mightily move. Father, you are welcome to have your way, Lord, that your power mightily goes forth tonight, Father. Order our steps, Order my words, Father God, as we go forth mightily in you tonight. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, Father. Go before us, be our front and rear guard as we go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team, Lord, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and visions to surround the skies, the land above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God, as we go forth, that every work of darkness and iniquity, every evil agent attempting to deploy any plot, scheme, contract, assignment, or harm against us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over it. We rebuke it now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullify, voided, disarm, rendered powerless, Father God, that every arrow the enemy attempts to fire, burned and destroyed by the holy fire of God, and that all cast back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. We are receptacles for your glory. We are merely vessels, Father God, and servants that you fill in order, Father God, that your exploits for your kingdom may be done on this earth, Father God. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us. You are Yahweh. You are the breath, Father God, that gives us life. We owe you every breath, Father God, and we praise you, Father God, for that life that you in your mercy have given us, Father. Father, we just praise you. We glorify your holy name, Father, knowing that the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us, Father God. We praise you. We give you all the glory tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those who were jumping on during prayer. So, we always like to pray first. Give it over to the Lord. Let's do what we need to do. And let's make sure that this stays on, because my little shawl here keeps wanting to shimmy on me. Okay, so we have some things to talk about tonight, prophetically speaking, and an urgent call to pray for the nation. There is a lot happening in this nation right now. There's a lot brewing in the realm of the spirit. We, as the church, as the ecclesia, we as soldiers in the army of the living God, this is a battle cry tonight. This is a war cry to armor up, buck up, get your weapons, stand up, get on the wall, be the watchman, and pray. We are going to intercede and pray, because there is much on the move in the realm of the spirit. There is heaviness on the move. There are ancient demonic entities on the move in this nation, and we're going to get into this now, and then we're going to pray. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we'd very much appreciate it, so as many people as can jump on and pray with us, because we're going to pray in a few minutes here after I speak for a few minutes prophetically first. We are definitely going to pray and intercede. This is an urgent call to prayer in this very hour for the nation. The last time I felt the urgency like this, where the Lord was very blatant with me, was about 10 days before they attempted to assassinate President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, is when it was this firm call to prayer. Well, this morning, when I was asking the Lord what I should do tonight, because I'm always asking the Lord and seeking the Lord about what to talk about and what to do, it was very clear, an urgent call to prayer. And if the Lord is saying it's urgent, it's urgent. There is something on the move in this nation in this very hour that requires our attention. It requires us to be sober-minded and vigilant. It requires us to use the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. It requires us to operate in the power and authority that we have been given from on high through Christ Jesus. The time requires it. This is not the time for cotton candy Christianity. This is not the time for superficialness. This is not the time for playing games. This is not the time for this. It is time for the body of Christ to recognize the hour we are in, the season we are in, the time we are in, and to rise to the occasion. It's like, will the real shepherds please stand up? Honestly, this is where we're at. Will the real shepherd? I know there's a song that says something else and we're not going to go there, but will the real shepherds please stand up? Because that is what you need in the face of evil. That is what you need in the face of attack. That is what you need in the face of onslaught. You need the shepherds that are equipped, that were taken out by God through the school of the Holy Ghost and schooled out in the world and dealt with and trained and uniquely trained and trained for such a time and for such a season. You know, those of us who were raised up in the fivefold in this time, especially the prophetic, we are equipped very different from the old guard. The old guard was equipped prophetically for that time, okay? We are equipped very different. We are equipped with unique weapons and different weapons, and we are specifically trained for this time and this season in this nation. And so the new guard, us coming up here, looks different than the old guard because it was a different time back then. So prophetically, they were trained to warrant the time they were in. Prophetically, we are trained and equipped to warrant the time that we are in. So let me get this up because we are going to pray. So if you could share this, we'd very much appreciate it because we want as many people on to pray as possible when we come together. Now, the Lord had said at the end of June, it was going to be a jolting July. It was going to be a jolting July. And it sure has been so far. And I want to take you to 1 Samuel, because you're going to see where we're going with this in a moment. But I'm going to take you to 1 Samuel 17:25 at first. And then we're going to go to 1 Samuel 17, starting at verse 43. 1 Samuel 17:25. The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who is coming up? Surely he is coming up to defy Israel. The king will reward the man who kills him with great riches and will give him his daughter in marriage and make his father's house free from taxes and service in Israel." Keep that scripture in mind because we're going to circle back to it. We're going to come back to it in a unique way. Now, this past Sunday was the one-year anniversary of the attempted assassination on President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, right? It was July 13th, 1 year ago. It was July 7th, 2024, the night of prayer for the nation and the Trump family. I read from 1 Samuel 17, and I went from verses 45 to 50. We're going to go from verse 43, though, to verse 50. And we're going to revisit this because the time warrants it. The time requires it. So 1 Samuel 17:43 through 50 says, "The Philistine said to David, 'Am I a dog that you come to me with a shepherd's staff?' And the Philistine cursed David by his gods." That is what we are seeing happen in the nation. We are seeing an invasion, by the way. Palestine means Philistine. Palestine means Philistine. We are seeing an invasion in this nation of people that want to curse us by their gods. And the Philistine Goliath did the same thing. They came up to the border of Israel. They came up. He attempted to curse David, who understood covenant, by his gods. He's coming up to Israel where Almighty God has covenant and jurisdiction. He's coming into that jurisdiction, attempting to curse David by his gods that have no jurisdiction in a land of covenant when the covenant is operated in appropriately. Verse 44, "The Philistine also said to David, 'Come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field.'" Verse 45, "Then David said to the Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin.' But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. You come at me with physical weapons to kill me. That is what that scripture means. You, Goliath, you, Philistine, you and your filthy gods may come with sword and spear and javelin and may come at me with physical weapons to kill me. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the rightful judge that has jurisdiction over this land, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. Verse 46, this day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Verse 47, we're in the 47th presidency now. Verse 47, and that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's and he will hand you over to us. That scripture, 1 Samuel 17, 47, should be written in the wall, in the hallways of the White House. This scripture should be written in Trump's office, the Oval Office, in President Trump's office. That scripture should be physically written in the Oval Office and written along the wall of the White House. And this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save with the sword or with the spear, for the battle is the Lord's and he will hand you over to us. Because you know what David was saying? He has jurisdiction. You have come into his jurisdiction. You have come in with your filthy gods and you have attempted to curse in his jurisdiction by your gods that have no jurisdiction, because I know covenant and I'm in covenant with God and Israel's in covenant with God. So therefore, Almighty God will hand you over to us. Verse 48, when the Philistine rose and came forward to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. Verse 49, David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone and slung it, and it struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone penetrated his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. Verse 50, so David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and he struck down the Philistine and killed him. Okay, so interestingly enough, one of the major areas that the Philistines settled in was in Gaza. So Gaza was a major settlement of the Philistines. Palestine means Philistine. And now you have the branch of the Philistines, right, attempting to come up once again into the borders and attempting to curse us by their gods. What we see happening in this nation is 1 Samuel 17, the scriptures I just read to you, 43 through 50, all over again. The last time the Lord had me say those scriptures, it was 6 days before they attempted to assassinate President Trump. When we were on the night of prayer, and I had talked about this means you come at me with physical weapons to kill me. And I talked about what it meant, and that cluster of scriptures was for this season. I quoted that July 7th, 2024, those scriptures. 6 days before we all saw what happened, July 13th, 2024, in Butler, Pennsylvania. And now I'm quoting it again. That should tell you something of what is on the move in the spirit. If I am bringing this back, if the Lord is having me bring this back, if the Lord is bringing an urgent call to prayer, there is something similar on the move in the realm of the spirit that can be thwarted. And I'm going to tell you this, multiple world leaders have met because they want President Trump destroyed and no more. Multiple of them have met in secret because they want President Trump destroyed and they want him no more. And there is something that's going on because you have clashes intensifying in the nation of all different kinds. You have clashes within the DOJ, clashes within the administration. You have clashes at the border. You have clashes now with Rivers taking out entire towns in Texas. You have clashes with protests, clashes with No Kings protests. You see this on the rise because the enemy is going out to hunt. Remember the prophetic time of the lion, right? The going out to hunt, the going on the move to hunt. You're seeing an escalation of this right now in this nation. I want to put up the news article, please, because you're going to see why I'm saying what I'm saying, why I went to 1 Samuel 17, why the Lord told me there's an urgent call to prayer tonight. Iran's blood covenant offers 40 million, that number 40, we're going to revisit it, to assassinate Trump, and the president should be worried. No, he shouldn't. The president should not be worried as long as he is walking with the Lord. He should not be worried. As long as he is hearkening unto the voice of the Lord, he's willing to yield to the Lord, and he's doing what the Lord is asking him to do. The battle is the Lord's, and he will hand them over. The battle is the Lord's. Now, I keep bringing up this Esther 2 moment. I keep warning about this Esther 2 moment where the king's guards conspired to try to destroy him. Well, this is the rumblings of such. This is the makings of such. The bounty they put was 40 million. 40. And let me show you what they're doing here spiritually. Because Goliath taunted for 40 days. The Lord allowed Goliath for 40 days to stand there and taunt Israel and curse Israel by their gods, by the Philistine gods, for 40 days. And God was not delaying Israel's victory. He was delaying Goliath and the Philistines' judgment to allow the charges to mount in his courts so a more serious verdict and judgment would come down, which would in turn bring Israel a greater victory. What they're doing, what Iran is doing, what this Iranian group is doing, they are pulling a reverse 1 Samuel 17:25. Remember when we started out with that scripture of 1 Samuel 17:25? And I'm going to read it to you again, just so we refresh ourselves here. The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who is coming up? Surely he is coming up to defy Israel. The king will reward the man who kills him with great riches and will give him his daughter in marriage and make his father's house free from taxes and service in Israel." What Iran is doing, what this group is doing, is they are pulling a reverse 1 Samuel 17:25, where they are looking to reward the one who defeats, whom God has anointed to lead the United States of America. The kingdom of darkness is literally taking this scripture and reverse engineering it using the same number 40 that was used by Goliath to taunt and curse Israel for that many days. It was Saul who was offering a great reward of money and a great bounty for anyone who could take out Goliath. The kingdom of darkness has taken 1 Samuel 17:25, because we're in the year 2025, reversed engineered it in order now to try to utilize it from the opposite end, which is now putting a bounty upon the head of whom God has anointed to lead, in order to try to destroy what God is attempting to do here in the United States of America. 1 Samuel 17:25, they have reverse engineered this. The kingdom of darkness has, using very deceived individuals in Iran, who are part of Iranian groups, who the kingdom of darkness has deceived into thinking they can reverse engineer scripture, and Almighty God isn't going to rise to the occasion because you have dared to pervert his word and attempted to take the opposite of what it meant and attempt to apply it to the leadership of this nation. This is the urgency here. This is the urgency that is happening in this hour. And in the middle of this urgency, in the middle of this happening, in the middle of the kingdom of darkness attempting to align a scripture to use it to their advantage, because this is exactly what they're doing, you're seeing chaos break out. You're seeing strife break out within the DOJ, the FBI. You're seeing all sorts of reports of strife breaking out, of fights breaking out, of division breaking out in the midst of Iran and this group putting a $40 million bounty on the head of President Trump, in the midst of the outcry that ancient gods, false gods, because it is the return of the gods, it's the return of the ancient gods that caused Israel to fall, that are bringing an outcry in this nation, in different areas of the nation, in the midst of all the clashes that you see happening, you see all of this strife breaking out at what is supposed to be the Department of Justice, right? Department of Justice and the FBI. And I'm going to make a suggestion, in all due respect, to Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino. And this is going to be the suggestion. Put the ego aside for a moment. Literally get on your face before the Lord, all three of you. Humble yourselves. I don't care what position you hold. None of it is anywhere close to Almighty God. We are all dust in his sight. Get on your face before the Lord, because you need him right now in the middle of this, because no other God is going to help you bring order to what is happening with the quagmire right now that has formed. It's Almighty God or fall. It's your choice. But my suggestion would be, when all of this strife is breaking out, because there are certain entities in the kingdom of darkness, when they go on the move, strife is one of their hallmarks, and we'll get into that. I would just suggest to them, in all humility, that they get on their face before the Lord. And I'm not telling you to do anything I don't do myself. And I'll be very honest with you. You know where I am before broadcast? I'm on my face before the Lord. I am making sure I am in the correct heart posture. I am on my face before the Lord. I am bowing before him. And I am showing that I know my place. Because the higher you go, the higher leadership position you have, the more you need the Lord. It's not less. The more you should be on your face before the Lord, the more you should be seeking the Lord, the more you should be sharpening your spiritual abilities as well to discern what's on the move in your department. The enemy wants it to be all flesh, all strife, all heaviness, and all oppressiveness because of the nature of what you deal with at the FBI and the Department of Justice, which is very heavy. And if you try to carry that without Almighty God helping you carry it, it will collapse you. So in the midst of what is on the move in this nation, and let me tell you, if they're attempting to cause strife in the Department of Justice, you know the enemy's on the move. You know he's going to try to strike. You know he's about to rear up for a strike when he's attacking the very department that represents justice in the land. This is what has broken out right around the time of the one-year anniversary of the assassination attempt on President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. This breaks out. This is not an accident. This is spiritual warfare. And I would like to make a suggestion to the DOJ. You need to open up a division of spiritual warfare at the Department of Justice, because you have another enemy you're dealing with in this nation. And though you may not be able to physically and tangibly always see this enemy, you can see the effects of the enemy. You can see the actions of the enemy. You can see certain natural events manifesting. That is the hallmark of these enemies that are in the kingdom of darkness. So we're going to pray for them as well tonight. We're going to pray for Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino, because like I said, this is an urgent call to prayer. Okay. I'm just writing down who we're going to pray for tonight. There's others too. So I would encourage them to get on their faces before the Lord. I really would, because it's only Almighty God that is going to make sense of all of the chaos that the enemy is attempting to break loose at a very symbolic time, because the enemy has gone on the move. Let me tell you, the dark things that they are involved in can divide a Department of Justice. They deal with very dark things. They deal with very heavy things that are going on in the nation. And many times that will open doors in the realm of the spirit that are meant to cause chaos and destroy and divide if these leaders are not properly engaging in spiritual warfare, because the enemy is out to destroy this administration. It will wreak havoc on the DOJ and the FBI if the enemy and the serpent is not dealt with at the head, stepped on at the head, and stopped from his advance that he is attempting to do. It's no mistake. This is around the 1 year anniversary. This is not a mistake. This is called spiritual warfare and timing. And I'm going to read to you a word from the Lord from July 2nd, 2025, an excerpt. And this is what it says. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, around the middle of July, says the Lord, in your nation, they are out to attempt to shed blood that they did not accomplish last year, says the Lord. The independence you so celebrate will be attempted to be snatched, says the Lord. Oh, they seek an occasion. They seek a symbolic time to activate areas of your nation that have lied in wait, says the Lord. One of the largest cells of darkness shall be found in the Midwest, says the Lord. And I, the Lord, am shining a spotlight on such, for they plan to activate amongst the time of a cease fire when they watch weapons being lowered. They shall attempt to activate, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, before disaster, I, the Lord, shall expose such in your nation, in Canada, for the leader of Canada is about to be shaken hard, says the Lord. A jolt, says the Lord, for what has been allowed. Deals made with devils and groups who do not serve me, capital, though they insolently proclaim to, will bring an outcry in Canada, and the leader shall be shaken, and the people uprise because leadership turned a blind eye, says the Lord. That is from July 2nd, 2025, around the time of the middle of July, which happens to be also around the time of the 1 year anniversary, where Almighty God himself spared the life of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Now, I want to read to you from Job chapter 41, verses 34, and this is what it says. He looks on everything that is on high. He is the monarch over all the sons of pride. He's talking about Leviathan. That's who he's talking about. The monarch over all the sons of pride. I'm going to read to you in parentheses what it says. And now, Job, who are you who does not dare to disturb the beast, yet who dares resist me, the beast's creator? Everything under the heavens is mine. Therefore, who can have a claim against God? That is what it says in parentheses to Job 41:34. The monarch over the sons of pride is Leviathan. If he is the monarch over pride, if he's the monarch, the king over the sons of pride, and Proverbs 16:18 says, pride cometh before destruction. What then goes out before destruction in the nation? Leviathan, the monarch over the sons of pride. If pride goes out before destruction, it means when destruction is about to happen, Leviathan, because he's the king and the monarch of the sons of pride, goes out first, in order to try to bring individuals into the flesh, to stir up strife, to stir up division, in order to try to puff up egos, in order that destruction then may be summoned. If you want to know who's at work at a high level in this nation, just go to Job 41:34, because it is Leviathan. That is one of them. Let me tell you, there are others too besides him that we will get into later on in the week, because let me tell you, there's plenty of blame to go around here with everything that is going on. But he is definitely one of them. And that is why Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goeth before destruction, because pride's got to go out first. And who is the monarch over that? Leviathan. So who gets dispatched out ahead of destruction? Leviathan, because pride has to go out first. You can't have destruction without pride. Because pride puffs up the flesh. And when the flesh is at enmity with God and those get into the flesh, the door then opens for destruction. This is what's at work too in the DOJ right now and the FBI at high levels of the administration. This is a very high level entity that is doing high level spiritual warfare in the nation. And this is why I'm suggesting the leaders get on their face before the Lord, because it says, submit to God. Then resist the devil, then he will flee from you. So if you've got these high-level entities, this high-level warfare being dispatched, the way to send it in retreat is to submit to God first and foremost. Get on your face before the Lord. Get some time alone with the Lord. Humble yourself before the Lord. Submit under the Lord's jurisdiction. Submit under his hand. Submit under his leadership. Then you can properly resist the devil. The problem is those things get put out of order, and that's when you see chaos break out, because they attempt to resist before they submit. And there's a whole lot of resisting going on right now at the DOJ and the FBI, but I don't see a whole lot of submitting going on from what we can tell. Maybe behind the scenes, I don't want to completely knock it, but I'm saying that they're skipping over and leapfrogging over the submitting part, and they're all going to the resisting part. So therefore that high level warfare can begin to cause strife amongst them because of the dark things they're dealing with. This is what's happening. And that's the order. Submit to God. God doesn't do this for his health. He doesn't give us an order just for his health. He gives it to us for our salvation. He gives it to us for our education. He gives it to us for our protection. Submit to God, resist the devil, and then he will flee from you. And I'm going to tell you, this is one of the ones from Job 41:34 that is at high level warfare been dispatched in this nation and in the highest departments of the administration. That is what you see. Okay, now, something else I want to just go over with quick before we start praying here, but last year in July, they attempted to assassinate President Trump. In July, they assassinated JFK Jr. Well, now it comes out this July that after 26 years, the crash mystery of the JFK Jr. plane going down was solved. And basically, there is new documents coming out that saying the plane was purposely sabotaged in order to take him down. Why do you think this is all coming out in July? I believe it was July 16th, 1999, and his plane went down. It was July 13th, 2024, that they attempted to assassinate President Trump. Now, July 2025, we not only see what happened in Texas, but now the truth comes out and breaking news is beginning to come out about the fact that the plane was sabotaged. This is starting to break all over. This is all coming out in July. There is something about the month of July that is appealing in order to try to take down leadership. There is something about this month that is appealing for that. Now, the 1 year anniversary, July 13th, 2025, of the assassination attempt equals 9/11. Because you got 7 plus 1 plus 3 is 11, 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9, 9, 11. 3 days apart, you have the assassination of JFK Jr. and you have the attempted assassination on President Trump. And now, right in between those dates, watch this. This is wild. The attempted assassination on President Trump was July 13th. The assassination on JFK Jr. was July 16th. The truth about What happened to JFK Jr. comes out July 14th. It comes out smack in the middle of those two events. Do I think that's an accident? No, I don't. And in fact, November 15th, 2024, this is what it says. Word of the Lord. You shall see a change in Massachusetts, for what happened at Martha's Vineyard decades ago must be rectified. This is November 15th, 2024, says the Lord. And that state must be purged and cleansed, for massive corruption and entitlements have gripped that state, and the deals made in the dark, even with foreign exchange, shall be brought to the light. So that was on the cusp of 2025. That word was put out. And now July 14th, 2025, news is beginning to break of this. Now, on top of this, we also have, what is flooding the borders. We have the physical floods that are happening in Texas. You have an invasion from within in America. You have an outcry of ancient gods through their people now that have come into America that's getting louder and louder. You have a major fracturing in MAGA and in the conservative movement. There is so much infighting. There is more infighting than a Bronx Italian family could ever do. Let me tell you, there is way more infighting than that going on in the conservative party. And I want to read to you from January 16th, parts of this word, 2025. January 16th, 2025, word of the Lord, because you can see where I'm going with this, because these are all the things right now that are happening at once that we have to intercede and pray, because we're going to pray in a few minutes. So get yourselves ready for that. Share this if you can, because we're going to start to pray here in a few minutes. So January 16th, 2025, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I, the Lord, am purging the movement of the conservatives, says the Lord. I am purging it, for too much sand has mixed in with the soil and now weakened the root. It does not matter if Congress is dominated by red if the root is weak, for the root is what anchors. The root is what receives resources to help the tree to grow. And now sand has been mixed in with the soil because certain heads of the Republican Party and committee have decided to build the house partially on sand, says the Lord. Out of fear of offending agendas where they sought their vote, so there was a compromise, capital, says the Lord, which will affect the vision. Right now, the vision is clouded, says the Lord. It is clouded. And I, the Lord, capitals, will clear it up. I will, says the Lord. For this nation cannot turn into South Korea, says the Lord. A willful invasion indeed of North Korea, infiltrating politics and positions of deception to be a party they are not. Cloaked in such that tipped the scales and has now caused a historical political crisis amongst the chaos as North Korea mobilizes to invade South Korea to attack it from the air, says the Lord. This is back in January, this word. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, one nation under God, capital, must not be weakened in this time, says the Lord. For you may be free to commit idolatry in your land. However, you are not free to come in as a mutiny and tear down the very foundation and cornerstone of this nation. There is blasphemy being committed on both sides, says the Lord. Red and blue, both are compromised, says the Lord. And there has been a willful infiltration around the incoming president. This is January 16th, 2025. There has been a willful infiltration because the enemy knows his weakness, capital, because the enemy studies all of our weaknesses and then he attempts to exploit that. Okay, so the Lord talks about then billionaires, intellectuals, corporate titans. The enemy knows this and he says he has drawn Donald Trump around those that are meant to decay and weaken the agenda. I, the Lord, have set forth the plans. I, the Lord, have set forth. They have been welcomed in. The enemy has literally been welcomed in to systematically attempt to destroy what I, the Lord, have allowed to proceed for a second term. This was January 16th, 2025, before the president was even inaugurated. Thus says the Lord, within the first 3 months, the administration shall be sifted, and within the first 6 months, it shall be shaken. Okay, so the Lord talks about that. He talks about AI too. He says he lurks in the shadows. He comes looking like a gift, says the Lord. It is a curse. It is a curse. Okay, and he's saying you're bringing a curse upon yourselves that does not need to enter. For the enemy comes with chains of power and prestige and smooth words that come forth from the mouth of corporate giants in the land. that come forth from the mouths of the giants in social media. However, it is an unstable bridge that has been built, and for such to be delivered, there would have to be complete surrender, capitals, to my will, my way. And right now, there are too many bulls and rams and competing idols in the rooms. Why do you think chaos has broken out at the DOJ, says the Lord? And that must be cleared out. And it will, says the Lord. Oh, it will. For when I, the Lord, appoint one as a leader, when I anoint them, I, the Lord, have a standard that I expect, capital. You are a servant of me, says the Lord. Once you are anointed, he meaning you're a servant of me. You are not a servant of agendas and perversion to please them for donations and votes. You are not a servant of rogue nations, of nations who hate the name of God and blaspheme my son. You are not a servant of social media platforms and their emotionally unstable owners. Here's Sadie. You are not these things, O Trumps. You have been chosen by me, and you shall serve me. So this was part of the word. And the Lord warns about the two-year mark. He says, you shall serve me, or at the two-year mark, there shall be major crack and falter, says the Lord. January 16th, 2025. There is, because of what has been led into the Conservative Party, because of what has slithered in and coiled in at a high level, you are seeing infighting everywhere. You know why? Because Satan himself knows a house divided cannot stand. If you don't think the enemy knows scripture, he knows scripture. He attempts to pervert it to use it for his sick little purposes, but he knows scripture. A house divided cannot stand. The kingdom of darkness understands this principle well. This is why they sow division. This is why you have Satanists fasting in this nation for division. Isn't it sad that the Satanists are fasting for division and committing to that, and half the church is out to lunch in the middle when we should be mobilizing, fasting, getting on the wall, being the watchman, and picking off what's coming from the kingdom of darkness? That is what we should be doing. And instead, chaos has broken out. And you know why? Because part of it is high-level warfare. You've got the occult and the satanic fasting for this right now within the administration, fasting for this within the church, fasting for this within the Conservative Party, fasting. We got to wake up and realize this. That you've got a very active enemy out there that roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And I'm going to tell you, just going on Sundays and playing church ain't going to cut it anymore. It is time for the Holy Ghost fire of the Acts Church to return to the pulpits of America in order to combat the time that we are in. Going in and playing church and being superficial and absorbing nothing is not what is going to deal with the high-level warfare that has been going on in this nation. It's not. Armoring up, using our weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, going deeper in the word, doing what we've been called to do by Almighty God, knowing that the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us, knowing that we are called, we are chosen, knowing that we have been given power and authority from on high, and actually operating in it and sounding the alarm is what is going to drive the forces of darkness back. It is not going to be telling people that Jesus loves them and they can do whatever they want. Because yes, does Jesus love you? Yeah, but he hates your sin. He hates your sin. He may love his creation. He hates your sin. And it's about time that a standard be raised out of this nation, because out of the areas of the flood, a standard will be raised and a beacon for this nation. Out of the area of Kerrville, a standard will be raised and a beacon for the nation. Out of some of the most liberal cities where they thought they were going to curse us by their gods, a standard is going to be raised for the nation, a standard for Almighty God. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Makadesh. Almighty God, El Shaddai, out of some of the most liberal areas, a standard is going to be raised, because that is going to be the judgment upon the leadership of those areas for daring to allow the Philistines to come in and curse those by their gods. There is a price to pay for that. Goliath paid it, and so will anybody else that wants to embark down that road. You're attempting to curse God and where he has jurisdiction by false gods that God has jurisdiction over. And if people woke up and realized this, instead of arguing on the conservative spectrum about every idiotic thing out there, and actually started blowing the whistle on how the enemy is working, guess what? That rebellion would be put down real fast, because rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And I'm going to call it, there is high-level witchcraft right now operating on the conservative side with some of these podcasters. They have entertained the Witch of Endor. They haven't even realized what they've done. They've operated in rebellion. It is as the sin of witchcraft before Almighty God. And God says this day, you better repent. Repent before the Lord. You have entertained it. You have entertained witchcraft. You have entertained those who operate in witchcraft, who have offered you delicate dainties, which are deceit, to spit out their talking points. And this is the time of reckoning that is coming to the conservative side. Everyone always wants God to deal with the liberals. If rebellion is as much on the conservative side, then they will have their portion too. Because the fear of the Lord will descend on the nation. It will, in this hour. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Conservative podcasters, you want to have some wisdom in this hour? You better find some fear of the Lord real fast. You better find the fear of the Lord and operate in it. Because with one word, he could wipe out the earth. We would be gone. Without Christ as our advocate. Thank God God is not Italian, because that sucker would have been blown away a long time ago if he was. So thank God God's not Italian, because it would have been gone with the fuses we have. There is so much side infighting and dialogues going on that it is just making the rebellion more palpable to the enemy. And so what we're going to do is we're going to pray, and for the nation, for President Trump, for Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino. We're going to pray for some of these conservative podcasters. And because this is an urgent call to prayer, because the enemy is on the move in this hour. He is on the move in this hour at a very high level. And if he could get everyone distracted with fighting with each other, he can move under the radar, and then boom. Now you got an emergency. This is what's happening. This is the tactic. We're exposing it tonight. We're shining a spotlight on it tonight. So let's humble ourselves before the Lord. We're all going to pray together. And we're going to trust the Lord in this, because we're coming together on assignment tonight. for this urgent call to prayer from the Lord. This is an assignment. This is an urgent call. This means there are some very, very dark events that are on the move to explode in the nation. So we're going to pray, because you know what? Prayer is a weapon. Prayer thwarts. Prayer dismantles. Prayer brings down strongholds. So that's what we're going to do. Praise the Lord. Okay. So we're going to start here. And if you want to join in prayer, if you want to share this, please do as we're praying. So more and more people, we can come into agreement as the body of Christ right now. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Imagine how much more hundreds of thousands plus praying together can accomplish in this nation right now. So let's come before the Lord. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we come before you, Father. Father, we praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we come before your courts with praise and thanksgiving, saying your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we know for those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, they shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God, in him will we trust. Surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowler and the perilous pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we shall take refuge. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. We will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the disaster that lays waste at noonday. Though 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, these things will not come near us. Only with our eyes will we look and see the reward of the wicked. Father, we come before you as your people right now, Father God. We come before you in intercession, coming boldly but humbly to the throne of grace in this very critical hour in the nation of the United States of America, Father. Father, we praise you that you are on the throne. We praise you that you are in the future speaking to us in the present. You're already in a future position. You're already there at the events that are happening, speaking to us in the present, guiding us, steering us, ordering our steps, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, whenever we turn to the right or to the left. And Lord, we bring President Trump before you in this administration, Lord. Father, we praise you, Father, Lord, that you spared his life in Butler, Pennsylvania. Father, we praise you, Lord, that in your mercy, Father God, you allowed him to continue the call that you have had on his life. Father, just because people don't like the messenger doesn't mean the message isn't valid. Just because people may not like Trump and how he acts, may not like President Trump and what he says, may not always like what he does, it doesn't mean the message isn't valid. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, that he would be anointed tonight, Father God, that his mind would be renewed, that his body would be renewed, that his spirit would be renewed, that he would be anointed with the oil of gladness, that you would give him eyes to see and ears to hear what the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has to say, Father God. Let him hear your voice, know your voice, and as strangers he will not follow. Father, I'm asking in the name of Jesus Christ that members of the cabinet and the DOJ and the FBI, Father God, have start having encounters with you. True, physical, powerful, life-altering, changing encounters with you, Father God. Lord, fill their mouths with your words, that the Holy Spirit would take control of their mouth in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, and your words would come forth out of it. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ for a hedge of protection tonight, Lord, around the White House, around President Trump, around those with him. Father, that your hedge would be there, Father God, that every evil work of darkness and iniquity would, in the name of Jesus Christ, be nullified, voided, struck down, dismantled, disabled, and rendered powerless in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father, around them. Father, let them hear your voice, Father God. Let them hearken unto your instruction, Father God. Lord, Give them the strategy, Father God. We are asking you to give the strategy, Father God, of how to handle right now situations, Father God, that have erupted and are on the verge of erupting, whether it be with other nations, Lord, whether it be within parts of the administration, Father. Lord, give President Trump and his team the wisdom on the strategies to use. Let it be unconventional strategies they receive. Let them receive unconventional strategies, Father God. Let them receive the stones to slay the giants, Father God. Lord, let them look out across the land and not see how big the giants are or how much they boast or how much they curse them by their gods, but let them see how big their God is, how great their God is, how awesome their God is, how mighty Almighty God is in battle, that vengeance is Almighty God's, that God will fight for them and they will hold their peace, that they do not have to constantly fight for themselves in the court of public opinion, but that Almighty God will fight for them and they will hold their peace. Let them experience that, Father God. Let them experience that, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, guide them tonight on what to do about Russia, on what to do about Iran, on what to do about Ukraine, on what to do about the infiltration from within, Father. Let these not be fleshly solutions or solutions at the altar of intellectualism, but let it be straight spiritual intelligence that comes from the throne of God that now brings forth the solutions to deal with these giants, to deal with these accusers, to deal with these issues, to deal with the division, to deal with the rage that's on the move, to deal with the attacks, Father. Let this not be business as usual. Let this not be intellectualism solves all. But Father, let them wholeheartedly come to you in an hour of crisis, in an hour of transition, in an hour of attack, in an hour where the weight of the world is bearing down on the United States of America, Father. Let them seek you. Let them not lean on their own understanding, but in all their ways, let them acknowledge you in this hour, and you will direct their paths. Father, we bring before you tonight Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we take authority over and rebuke every spirit of strife and rage and division and destruction and pride that has gone out ahead. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over it. We rebuke it. We command that all dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, rendered powerless, and broken off of them this very hour in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has come upon them, the heaviness, the oppressiveness, the agitations, the frustrations, we break it off of them now, all three of them in the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, the enemy has to untie them and let them go. Let them renounce any false gods, Father, before you. Let them renounce this very hour in the name of Jesus Christ and acknowledge that there is only one God, Almighty God, who sits on the highest throne. Father, I'm asking you to pour into Pam Bondi, to pour into Dan Bongino, to pour into Cash Patel, your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Any scales the enemy has put on their eyes, let them fall off now in the name of Jesus Christ. Any hardness the enemy has attempted to put on their hearts and in their souls, let it be broken off of them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, any way the enemy has attempted to distract them so he can move about in undetected ways, Father, refocus them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let them get their focus on you, Father God, on the diligence they need to have in you, because demons are diligent, the wicked are diligent, and the corrupt are diligent. Give them a diligence and a discipline in you, Father, now, that in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, clears the way, Father God, for you to lead in the Department of Justice, for you to lead in the FBI, that will gut it down to the hallows and clean every bit of parasite and decay out that has lurked there for years and for decades, Lord. Father, we praise you. You are at work. Let them yield to that work. Father, let them not harden their hearts in this time, but let them yield to your work, Father God, in this, Lord. Father, let them hearken unto you in this very hour, Lord. We pray for their strength, Lord. Father, we pray that you order their steps, Father God. We pray that you compel them to you, Father God, in this very hour of strife, in this very hour of a quagmire of chaos that is attempting to swirl, in the very hour where the coilings of the serpent and the monarch of pride are attempting to twist everybody's words and actions and thoughts. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, let that be made clear in this hour, Lord, we ask. And Lord, we bring before you what's happening in Texas, Lord. Father, we praise you, Lord, for who you spared, Lord. We praise you that many were miraculously saved, Father God. Lord, we pray for the families that lost loved ones in the midst of this, Lord, that they wouldn't run from you, they would run to you. Because you are the only God that can take those broken pieces and put it back on the potter's wheel and remold them and rebuild them and fill them anew, Father God, because you turn mourning into dancing. Your word says that, Father God. You have turned my mourning into dancing, Father God. Let that be for the people in that area, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask for miracle upon miracle to come forth out of that area of Kerrville and the surrounding areas in Texas, Father God. Lord, we ask for a standard to be raised out of Kerrville, a standard, a beacon for the Lord, a voice crying in the wilderness that says, prepare ye the way of the Lord, that out of the flood, a standard would be raised. For when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against him. Father, let that scripture be activated, Father God, in that area. We know you are sovereign, Lord, and we know you allow things, Father God, and we may not always understand the full picture, Father, but we know you are sovereign, and we know that area is being purged from what has invaded that area, and those that have attempted to flood and curse the people of that area by their gods, that is being purged in that area as well. And Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, that you would raise up warriors for Christ, Father God, out of that area, that more and more souls would be saved. Father, we praise you for the miraculous accounts of souls being saved, of CNN reporters, of reporters for other news agencies being saved. Lord, continue to use Pastor Rick mightily in that way as he witnesses to these individuals that come, Father God, and witnesses to them about Jesus Christ, Father God, and in the midst of the devastation, Father God, is a light and is a beacon and is a voice of truth there, Father. Lord, we just praise you, Father God, that whatever the enemy did steal has to come back sevenfold according to your word, Father. Whatever the enemy stole, however he did have a hand, he has to give back sevenfold according to scripture in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we bring the conservative spectrum before you, Father God. There's so many, Lord. So I'm just going to name a few that we're going to pray for, Father. Lord, we don't have to agree with people in everything they do to pray for them, Father God. And in fact, your word says, pray for your enemies, bless those who persecute you, pray for those who despitefully use you. That is what your word says, Father God. And Lord, tonight we bring before you, Father, Charlie Kirk, we bring before you Tucker Carlson, we bring before you Candace Owens, we bring before you Laura Loomer, we bring before you, Father, other conservative voices, Father God, in this time. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, any way that they are straying from you, any way they are not hearkening unto your voice, Father God, and the path you want them to follow, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are asking, Lord, for you to make it very clear to them, to reveal it unto them, Father God, to deal with them in their hearts, Father God, to deal with them in their souls, Father God, create in them a clean heart, O God, renew a steadfast spirit within them, cast them not away from your presence, O Lord, take not your Holy Spirit from them, restore unto them the joy of your salvation, and renew a steadfast spirit, Lord. within them. Father, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that if bitterness and anger are leading from past hurts, that in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, your healing balm right now goes over that bitterness and anger, that it is torn out by the root in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. We pray that you would fill them with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, order their steps. Order their words. Let them have encounters with you that they can't explain. Let them feel your power, Father God. Lord, redirect their paths. If they're going down a path you do not desire, redirect it, Father God. If they've made agreements with those, Father God, that ultimately are going to be their downfall, then Father, break those agreements in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Any way any of them have gone out as a prodigal, we are calling them home in this hour, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, that they would hear your voice, know your voice, and as strangers, they will not follow, Father. Father, let there be deep anchors and roots that go down, Father God, in the conservative movement for your glory now, Father God. Lord, let them throw off the things of the world, throw off the things of the flesh, Father God. Throw off, Father, the things of pride. Throw off the fleshly desires and the delicate dainties, which are deceit. Any way that has happened, Father, in any way, shape, or form, Father, let those be thrown off of them in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, that you would order their words, reroute their steps, reroute their lives, make the adjustments, Lord, we ask that need to be made, Father God, in order to bring them in order with your will, not man's will, not the will of agendas, not the will of lobbyists, not the will of groups that want to dangle dainties in front of them in order to get them to take the bait and do their bidding, but your will, Father God. Bring them into alignment with your will, Father, because you love them, and because you so love the world, you sent your one and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Father, we just pray for them. Father, we pray for Megan Kelly, Father God. Lord, we just pray that your love would encompass her, that she would feel your love, Father God. Lord, that you would heal any wounds, Father God, any wounds that go back decades, Father God, that those soul wounds would be healed in this season, we speak in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, that the Holy Spirit would touch her, that the Holy Spirit would come upon her, Father God, that she would experience you in a way she never has before, Father, that she would cry out your name, Father God, she would bless your name, Father God, that she would go deeper with you in this hour, Father God. Lord, for you have called her, you have gone out after her, you have been trying to draw her in deeper. Father, let her answer that, Lord, in this hour, Father. Lord, we just thank you and praise you, Father God, for the gifts, talents, and abilities you put in your children, Father God. Lord, even when they may go astray, the gift is irrevocable, Father. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, Lord, you leave the 99 to go after the one. Those who are going astray, Father God, leave the 99 to go after the one in this hour. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the administration would be purged, Father. Would be purged of serpents and scorpions that are there to constrict and sting and hamper and hinder, Father God, your will and your agenda, Lord. Father, we praise you for a mighty purging. There's a reason a physical flood happened, because it represents in the realm of the spirit a purging and a cleansing that is coming through the administration, that is coming through Washington, D.C., that is coming through the White House, that is coming through Chicago, that is coming through New York. When serpents arise, soothsaying with smooth words, saying they have all the answers, Father, Lord, we praise you. They will be exposed for the thieves and the liars that they are, Father. Lord, we praise you, Father God, that out of Los Angeles, Father God, a new song will arise, a new song to you, Father God, a new song, How Great Thou Art. We praise you, Lord, that is going to be sang in the streets of Los Angeles, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Father God, that you are touching areas of this nation that the enemy has proclaimed to lay claim to. We praise you for that, Lord. Father, we praise you, Father God, that you are at work, Lord. Father, we praise you, Lord. And we pray, Father God, for those two, Lord, those that have gone astray, Father God, those that are on the other side, Father God, the liberals, Father God, Lord, those that have gone astray with agendas as well, Father God, because it's not just on the conservative side this is happening, it's happening on the other side too. Father, that you would leave the 99 and go after the one, that those prodigals would be called back in this season and judgment would be rendered upon the kingdom of darkness for stealing them away in order to operate for the interest of darkness when they had a call on their life for Almighty God. And we are calling them back in this time, that judgment would be rendered against the enemy and that they would be saved. That some of the most well-known newscasters on some of the most liberal stations would come to Christ and make a case for Christ in this season, Father. We are asking that that judgment be rendered against the kingdom of darkness, that wage be paid for them for daring attempt to hijack and steal the gift you have put in these people to be used for voices of confusion and deception and chaos and destruction and sowing into the atmosphere the spells to attempt to hypnotize the public to get them to agree with agendas, Lord, that are not of you. We praise you, Father, that you are at work. Father, we praise you. You're doing a great work, Father God. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would bless President Trump. You would bless Pam Bondi. You would bless Dan Bongino. Father, you would bless Kash Patel. That you would bless Laura Loomer, Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens. You would bless the cabinet of the Trump administration. Father, we ask that you would bless them, Father God. Lord, let them truly, truly see who you are in this time and what you require of them in this time, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. Lord, we thank you. Your ways are so far above our ways. Your thoughts are so far above our thoughts, Father God. We are as dust in your sight. Without your breath, we are dust. We are nothing, Father God. We are mere servants, Father God, that you fill, that are receptacles of your glory to go out and do exploits for your kingdom within the earth. Without you, Lord, we are nothing. We don't deserve what we have, and we're not entitled to it, Father. And I pray that you show those with a platform that they don't deserve it, and they're not entitled to it. It is by your mercy and your sheer goodness, Father God, that you give such and bestow such unto men, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, and we praise you for that, Father God. We thank you for your goodness in that, Father God. Lord, help us to be good stewards, Father God. Help, Father God, Lord, the church. Help the conservative voices. Help the Trump administration to be good stewards, Father God, with what you are giving, Father. In a time where right is called wrong and wrong is called right, where evil is called good and good is called evil, Father, drop the plumb line of truth, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, and divide it, Father God. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to dividing line of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Let it go forth and discern, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it divide, Father God, the sheep from the tare, the truth from the lie, the good from the wicked, the sheep from the goats. Father, let it divide the truth from the deception, the light from the darkness, Father God. We thank you. You are the dividing line, Father. You are the great divide, Father God, for it is your light that shines into the darkness, Father God, and exposes the truth down to depths we will never know. Father, this spirit of angst and of rage, Father God, and of resentment, Father God, that is going on, Father God, amongst the conservative side, Lord, that may be happening within parts of the administration, Father God, let that be put down in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be quelled. Let it be dismantled in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, fill them with the joy of the Lord, which is their strength, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that now puts a guard over their mind and their heart. Fill them, Father God, with your words. Fill them, Father God, with your scripture, Father God. Fill them with your conviction. Let the burden of conviction, Father God, come down in these areas, Father God, that compel men in this hour to change so that you may do mighty exploits through them. That you may speak through them as voices crying in the wilderness, that they will get arrested by your spirit in this hour. Arrest them, Lord. Arrest them with your spirit. Stop them in their tracks from going off the cliff of haughtiness, the cliff of intellectualism, the cliff of pride. The cliff of anger, the cliff of bitterness, the cliff of resentment, the cliff of false theology, the cliff of false ideology. Father, we ask you reach out and you yank them back, Father God, that they end up on their faces before you, Father. On their faces before you, Father, that you may do a mighty and great work in them before the nation, Father God. Lord, we just praise you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Equip us to be the watchmen we're called to be in this hour. Equip us to speak the truth in love. Equip us to be the voices crying in the wilderness, Father. Equip us with the boldness to speak the unadulterated truth, Father God. Lord, to pray without ceasing, to fast, Father God. To persevere, Father God, to resist the devil, Father God, that he will flee from us, that we submit to God, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from us. In this hour, Father, Lord, we praise you that you are our shepherd. We shall not be in want, Father God. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not be in want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside smooth and quiet waters. He restores our soul. He leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you, O Lord, are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil. Our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And Lord, I just pray tonight too for Eric Trump, Father God, because the kingdom of darkness has put out a warrant on him. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let that warrant be nullified and those plans dismantled before it hurts one hair on his head, the head of his wife, or the head of his children. Father, I ask you, dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround and protect them tonight, Father God, that every weapon will be destroyed by the holy fire of God that the enemy has deployed. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We give you all the glory, Father God. Lord, lead and guide the office of faith and wisdom, Father God, as they go forth and counsel in you, not in themselves, but in you, Lord. We thank you. You're ordering that as well, Father. We give you all the glory tonight, Father. We praise you. You've heard our prayers and petitions, Father God. Your word says, be anxious for nothing, but through everything with prayer and petition, make your requests known to God. And that is what we have done tonight, Lord. We praise you. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. There we go. Praise the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord all over this room, all over this room. All glory be to God. This is how you combat the works of darkness and iniquity. This is how you do it. You come together as a tactical unit and you go forth mighty in the Lord and in the weapon of our warfare that he has given us. The weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. That is what we're doing tonight. So all glory be to God. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us because this was something that the Lord had urgently put on my heart to do. And we praise the Lord for that. We wanted to give you an update on Pastor Rick. in Texas. Pastor Rick's getting CNN reporters saved out in Texas. All glory be to God. He is just witnessing to anybody who comes by. He is praying over people of other religions in the name of Jesus Christ, and they're accepting it because I spoke with him yesterday. He is so grateful. And he's doing a video with his little kitten Astros for all of you. So as soon as he sends it, we will be sure to play it for you. But the first round of checks went out this week. The second round of checks will go out next week. It's going to his neighbors too. We want to thank all of you so much that have been such a blessing and just so willing to be a blessing in this hour. So we'll put up on the screen. We're going to do this through the week here. So if you would like to give to help Pastor Rick and his neighbors, you can do Venmo, or you can mail checks on to the address, or you can call the 845 phone number or email us at hello. You can do any one of those things. We just pray an enormous blessing upon you for your willingness to be a blessing in this hour. So we're going to go through the week with this. It's also at arcofgrace.org/events, what you see up on the screen, and you can go there as well. So they are going to rebuild too. Just continue to keep Pastor Rick in prayer because the Lord has amazing plans for him, for that area. So just please continue to keep him in prayer as they go forth with the cleanup there. He's been making barbecue for the first responders and volunteers who have come down to help clean up. Pastor Rick has been cooking barbecue for them, and it's getting rave reviews. So, and I will tell you this, what he said. He had multiple reporters come that gave their hearts to Jesus Christ after he spoke with them. And he said, had I never lost my house, they would have never come to Jesus. You want to talk about giving it up for the gospel? You want to talk about giving up everything for the gospel of Jesus Christ? That's what he said to me. Had I never lost my house, they never would have come to know Christ. So he praises the Lord for that. And we give God all the glory for that. We want to wish a very special happy birthday to Deb from Givaderm. Deb, I hear you have quite a birthday coming up, and we just wanted to wish you an amazing, amazing birthday. We love the Givaderm ladies. Yes, there it is. You can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. We do have a promo code up there, so you can wish Deb a happy birthday too. Give her a call. Give Givaderm a call. Email them. Wish Miss Deb a happy birthday. They absolutely love the Lord. They're lovely women, and I am the godmother to their four puppies, so I have a stake in this as well. Praise the Lord. So that's where we're going to close for tonight. We will be back on Thursday unless something hits the roof before that. And then, of course, our team just loves to jump on for emergency broadcasts when this happens. And I'm being funny with that because it happens at all hours sometimes. And I have to say our team is wonderful about jumping on when there is an emergency broadcast. They're wonderful about it. But we will be back on Thursday, most likely. So we will be announcing that as well. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for joining us in prayer. We're going to continue to do these prayers. So we're going to continue to do calls to prayer as the Lord moves upon us to do so. We are going to absolutely do this and maybe look at putting together another night of prayer for the nation as well. So thank you, everyone. We so appreciate you joining us. We love you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We have other Psalms on the screen as well as Ephesians chapters 1, 3, and 6. I say scriptures from those chapters every single day, sometimes multiple times a day, as well as the Lord's Prayer, which is straight spiritual intelligence from the throne room of God that Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, as well as Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith, I believe, that is written in the Word of God. So thank you very much for that. Thank you for joining us. We love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog? What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere. Our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Mebendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a three-month supply. MAHA is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the Wellness Company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs in our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a